We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Women like about a pickup man.
Is the answer right in front of our faces with college football? Big Ten, Pac-12 going to a 10-game conference schedule. Could that be the answer long-term for what college football needs as a fix? We've all been talking about, is it going to be 8 games? Is it going to be 9 games for uniform conference scheduling? But would 10 games be a more realistic, feasible, and smart way to go about the college football season? Having 10 conference games and then 2 non-conference games along the way?
100%.
I agree with that, too. Especially when you look at some of the scheduling issues that, you know, conferences like the Big Ten, like the SEC, and like the ACC go through, where it is so long between the times that these two teams play in their own conference. Like, for instance, Tom Fornelli, CBS Sports, brought up this just one example of how screwed up college football scheduling is. Alabama and USC had their non-conference games canceled this year, right? Because USC and Pac-12 is going all conference games. It would have been the second time since 2016 that SC and Bama have played each other in the regular season. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many times they've played Georgia in conference play?
I do.
Since 2015?
Yes, I do.
Once. One time. Mm-hmm. They have played a team in their own conference in the regular season. Now, they've met up in the conference championship game. But if you want to go before that, their previous regular season meeting was in 2008. So since 2008,
yep.
Georgia and Alabama have played twice. If this game between USC hadn't been canceled, it would have been the second time they played in 4 seasons.
It's brilliant by the SEC. They're brilliant. They really are.
But isn't that the big problem, what's broken in college football?
I think it's broken, but it's also playing the system. Understanding that the SEC knows one loss and zero losses are pivotal to be able to make the college football playoff, and understanding that those teams would match up and delay the inevitable of playing in the SEC championship game, which they sell out and they sell for millions upon millions of dollars for one game. It's the most valuable championship game of any of the conference championship games. And it's not really close.
No.
It gets lapped. So they to put value on that, I did not see a repeat Big 12 performance where you play the same damn team twice within 2 weeks, which is kind of a joke anyway. But that's a conference that has called themselves the Big 12 and doesn't have 12 teams. So, yeah, I think it's really smart. But the fix, oh, can you imagine? The selfish side of us will say the Pac-12 does it too. I mean, we sit around and go, there are times when you go, wait a minute, you have 12 teams. Why don't we play 10? What's the big deal? Go out and play your one hard game, pick your one smaller school, mm-hmm. and then let's go within the conference. I would love to see both teams always play each other. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But that's part of, and you know, the main fault of this is the fact that USC and Stanford have held on to those Notre Dame games and have caused Notre Dame, and the power of Notre Dame, the power of Stanford, the power of those two games cause a major issue with the Pac-12. And until they can tell Notre Dame to take a flying leap and put their finger up, but I don't think a lot of everybody understands that those are money games and they pay off to the conference quite a bit. And so until they're allowed to jump ship on those Notre Dame games, I don't even see the Pac-12 deviating off the path.
No, because but this is where the problem with the 9 conference games happens, right? Mm. Is that we could take Oregon, for example. What was their one loss in conference play last year?
Arizona State.
Yeah.
Which is a
sleep at the wheel
division.
Yeah.
Non-division game.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
And if you were to play an 8-game conference schedule, would Arizona State have been on the schedule that year? I don't know.
I don't know. You got to play at least one team from every state. Isn't that part of the situation? You rotate it?
I don't know.
Yes.
But I mean, does that have to be a rule? But, you know, if you only had, I know, but here's, no. Does it have to be a rule in that that is where the ninth conference game becomes an issue? If you look at, you know, Oregon 2 years ago, right? They had four losses and two of them were to teams outside of the division, right? The Utah and the Arizona games. Then that's where the 8-game schedule is amplified a little bit more, right? Is that instead of playing Utah November 10th on the road and losing, that would have been where the SEC slides right in with the Citadel. They slide right in with Savannah State.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's where you sit there and you go, all right, with the uniformity of not just going 9, though, ramp it up to 10, and then do two losses matter that much? Because if the SEC has two losses,
it does to the college football people.
But it's
unfortunately, you're right.
But it wouldn't to the playoff.
It wouldn't to the playoff. But for you as a fan, could you handle looking at a team in a college football playoff with two losses, knowing they were in a conference that was better than yours?
Yeah. Well, you'd have to readjust and recalibrate. It? I mean, look, a lot of people can't handle it right now when it's one loss. Right.
Like, God, that team isn't very good. They got one loss. All right.
But they don't even look at how many L's are in their team's win-loss column, you know, and they're making that argument because it's such a tough thing to do. I find it very interesting, though, that you have conferences where, look, the Pac-12 has it where you miss a school for, what, three seasons, is it? Or two. You only have 2 years off because you play home and home, and then it resets and you go the other way.
Rotation.
If you had a 10-game conference schedule, it'd only be 1 year in between that revolving door.
Mm-hmm.
1 year. But every other year you get to play at least every team.
That's how I was. I was a Pac-10 player, so we always had a 1 year off rotation. So never got to the point where I didn't see you for two seasons. So there was always an opportunity to make sure you played those teams.
Well, you played every team every year.
Well, not every team every year. You always skipped one.
Oh, you only had 8 conference games then?
Yeah, you always skipped one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that would have helped. But you're sitting there. Would it be something that the SEC would ever do? That's the question, is what would get them on board with it? And if this year, it appears by all accounts, the Big 12 and the SEC are still kind of charging along. And remember, we're 3 days away from when these conferences said they're going to make their decisions on how their season's going to play out.
Yeah.
If the SEC and the Big 12 are sitting there going, no, we're going to keep it as usual, would the ACC be the one that tips the scales on this?
Mm-hmm.
If the ACC goes 10 games, will we see three conferences go 10-game conference-only schedule and the other two
sit
and stand pat?
I would hope that if there's anything that comes out of this pandemic, that it helps college football push their narrative to getting out of the old way. Mm-hmm. I really do. Do I believe it? Fingers are crossed. But does it affect the conference of the Pac-12 the most? Yeah, it does. It does. It does. There's no win moving in the future. If Pac-12 goes to 10 conference games, you can kiss your opportunity goodbye every single season.
Yeah.
Just kiss it goodbye.
You're
pretty much, you can just be really excited about your Pac-12 championship ring every year because that's the only thing you're going to get.
If nobody else goes to it.
Correct.
For sure.
Correct. And if you want to be, look at us out here. And I use that all the time. I say, look at us. And, well, nobody's looking because it's true because your games are on late and the majority of football people that make decisions are not living here. They live somewhere else.
503-250-1080. More on this, your feedback on the fan text line, 503-250-1080. And of course, could it all hinge on one team in a division being dominant? Dustin Cam on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.